In this episode, you'll discover why your podcast might be losing listeners and how to fix it.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Maneri.
I'm Tig O'Shea.
Oh, look, Tig, today we're going to talk all about losing listeners. It happens a lot, happens frequently, happens to us, happens to others. Why is that? Why is that some podcasts can be podcasting for 2 years straight and they're being consistent, they're working hard, they provide incredible value, getting amazing guests on, and they still either lose listeners, maybe they're slowed on a decline, or they're plateaued. It's kind of like stagnant growth, very slow, very steady.
And why is that last one, the stagnant growth, why is that a telltale sign that this means you're losing listeners instead of just plateaued and not gaining, not losing?
So I think a lot of people have a misconception that if they're at 1,000, let's say 3,000 monthly downloads every single month, or is increasing slightly, that they've got a highly engaged audience that's just sticking around for every single episode. But that's not the case. What tends to happen is you have new people who discover the show, listen, love it, but then they stop listening. And people who discover the show and just keep listening. And it's a mix of those two. Every podcast has churn, meaning people tuning into the podcast and stopping listening and new people discovering the show. So it's almost like a filtration system. But you're never keeping people around long enough for the show to keep growing month after month.
All right, I love that filtration system. Right, let's get on to the podcast plumbing then, shall we? So one reason that your podcast might be losing listeners is that things are getting stale with your content, i.e. there's no evolution, there's almost too much consistency in the sense that people are actually getting bored of it. Now, this kind of goes against a lot of things that people tend to think about what growing a podcast is and consistency and all this stuff. So Anthony, do you want to elaborate on this at all?
Yeah, for sure. So if you think about it, as humans, I'm going to speak for myself here. I get bored easily. I'm an entrepreneur. I like to move around different things. I like excitement. I love dopamine in the best of ways. If it keeps me productive and if it keeps my mind hyper engaged. Most of the time, if I look at the podcasters that I start listening to and stop, or YouTubers or content creators that I listen to and stop, or engage with and then stop, it's often because things get samey. You know, things kind of get samey. It doesn't feel like there's a natural evolution. But the best content creators are always evolving and experimenting and growing with their audience. When you don't evolve the show, listeners will naturally just fade out because it's not exciting anymore. They've heard the same crap over and over and over again. And it's the same format, the same pattern, the same routine. People want excitement. People want to explore different things. People want to have that quick hit of dopamine, feeling like they're exploring a topic in a unique way.
So that means that for podcasters, we can't just get one format and then that's that. And then we never think about anything again. And for eternity, we just know, right, I'm interviewing the guest this week, going to find a bit about them, I'm going to release, and that's that. On to the next. We have to take a more creative approach to it, right? And what's an actionable way you can start doing that today? Well, in a recent episode, we actually talked about the power of comparing yourself to what else is out there in your niche. This is such a great way to get inspiration and make it a slow evolution, because you might pick one or two things up here and there from listening to your competitors' shows that can apply really well for you. Or you might just get a different idea from hearing someone else's different perspective on your topic and your type of podcast. This doesn't mean you should just completely switch up the format every month. The thing is getting stale. Like that, of course, that would be counterproductive, right? I think the key really is actually what Anthony said. It's a natural evolution, right? You don't have to force it. You don't have to change things up every month. You don't have to do seasons or anything like that. All you have to do is just always be on the lookout and always be thinking consciously about how things can evolve and never get complacent with your format and structure.
And then the other reason why listeners might drop off is when the podcast is too self-serving, when we're trying to pitch too much in a not tasteful way, when we are thinking about ourselves rather than our listeners, when we are just not looking at the data and being objective about what our listeners like and don't like and working based off of that, at least people drop a nod because you don't care. They have the feeling that you don't care. Or you're just covering a bunch of different topics that then have a clear trend. Again, which is all self-serving. I think you get to a certain point as a creator where it doesn't become about necessarily you. It's about your creative ability and about your audience, about providing value to your audience, especially if you're an education-based show. And it's about being of service. And when you're not that, when it's self-serving, and this can manifest in honestly different ways, when you didn't put that much effort into an episode, when you're not reviewing your episodes, when you're not looking at the data and deciding what topics to explore, when you're just hoping your audience will come rather than building the audience actively. All of that stuff, I know that doesn't feel self-serving because you're busy, you have a bunch of different things focused on, but all that stuff is still self-serving because you're not thinking about the person on the other side who's going to be receiving the product, which is your podcast episode. So just, again, always think about it. What's in it for my listeners, for our audience that we're trying to build? Why should they stick around? That should be a framing you hold throughout titling your shows, episodes, interviews you have, guests you have, the overall package. What's in it for my listeners? I can't stress that enough. It's so important. And when you can think from that frame, everything else becomes so much easier and retaining listeners become that much easier as well. Because again, you're doing it for them, not for yourself.
Very well said. Being self-serving is potentially the biggest downfall of podcasts, I think.
Oftentimes not intentional either.
Based on what, yeah, exactly. I totally agree. I think that's why it's one of the biggest downfalls, because it's so easily done unintentionally. It's very easy to just cover topics based on what's top of mind for you at that given time and very subtly slip into things that are not really relevant for your listeners or not really directly relevant for your listeners. And perhaps making justifications for covering content that you know isn't really exactly what your listeners need, but you just think, oh, this might be relevant for some people or this might be relevant at some point. But if that's the case, it's not going to make for the most engaging content and it is going to lead to lower engagement and eventually people dropping off. You always have to have your listeners top of mind and be objective about that.
I love that. And this brings in the final piece. If you're not investing into yourself as a podcaster, into upgrading your mic, your equipment, into upgrading your show,
into working with the Get More Listeners Academy. Only joking.
But seriously, if you're not constantly upgrading yourself and improving and going out there to get better, to perform better for your listeners, that's also part of not being self-serving. When you're not upgrading your mic or investing into the show, that's also in some kind of way being self-serving because you're saying, hey, this podcast is only worth X amount. And that's it. Your podcast is worth a lot, you'll invest in it happily with a smile on your face because you know it's going to help improve the show overall. And when you're not doing that, when you're not upgrading, when you're not leveling up, your audience feel that. And again, it gets stale, it gets boring, they leave, they drop, and you stay stagnant. And we don't want that, period.
So there you have it. Don't let your podcast pod fade.